Southern Cross by Patricia Cornwell, read by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. The last Monday morning of March began with promise in the historic city of Richmond, Virginia, where prominent family names had not changed since a war that was not forgotten. Traffic was scant on downtown streets and the internet. Drug dealers were asleep, prostitutes tired, drunk drivers sober, pedophiles returning to work, burglar alarms silent, domestic fights on hold. Not much was going on at the morgue. Richmond, built on 7 or 8 hills, depending on who counts, is a metropolitan center of unflagging pride that traces its roots back to 1607, when a small band of fortune-hunting English explorers got lost and laid claim to the region by planting a cross in the name of King James. The inevitable settlement at the fall line of the James River, predictably called the Falls, suffered the expected tribulations of trading posts and forts, and anti-British sentiments, revolution, hardships, floggings, scalpings, treaties that didn't work, and people dying young. Local Indians discovered firewater and hangovers, and traded herbs, minerals, and furs for hatchets, ammunition, cloth, kettles, and more firewater. Slaves were shipped in from Africa. Thomas Jefferson designed Monticello, the capital, and the state penitentiary. He founded the University of Virginia, drafted the Declaration of Independence, and was accused of fathering mulatto children. Railroads were constructed. The tobacco industry flourished, and nobody sued. All in all, life in the genteel city ambled along reasonably well until 1861, when Virginia decided to secede from the Union, and the Union wouldn't go along with it.